up in my water, got hit up. I ain't tryna be one of them niggas, but if they catch you with this strap and you black, it's a wrap. 2 years will have, that's what the judge give a sight down.
All right, my name is Denise. This is the Cooking Soul Podcast. Of course, my name is Denise. And we're going to talk about rap music today. So, a lot of the older generation of hip-hop artists, mainly from the 80s and 90s, don't believe that there's any merit to hip-hop today. What I mean is that basically we're, a lot of the rappers coming up today that are popular in today's mainstream music aren't really rapping about anything. It's mostly hoes, clothes, partying, drugs, whatever you have. And so that really came to a head not too long ago when Lil Wayne made his comments about Black Lives Matter. Basically, he doesn't really know Black Lives Matter. And play a clip for
what
you guys.
What is it? What do you mean?
The idea was that there's this movement called Black Lives Matter, thinking that the rest of America didn't seem to understand that Black Lives Matter.
It just sounds weird. I don't know that you put a name on. It's not a name. It's not whatever. It's somebody got shot by police for a reason. I am a young, black, rich if that don't let you know that America understand Black Matter these days, I don't know what it is. That man white, he filming me. I'm a I don't know what you mean, man. Don't come at me with that dumb man. My life matter, especially to my
Okay, then Ninth Wonder, someone who's really, you know, from that generation, like 90s, early 2000s, he clapped back saying, basically, this is what y'all wanted. Y'all wanted rappers to not really say anything or be politically conscious about, you know, or conscious at all about what's going on around them. And we made this clap back on Twitter, so I'm going to leave a story file for you guys of Ninth Wonder's clap back at Lil Wayne. And it got me thinking, well, are rappers really not saying anything? I don't think so. I think that hip-hop has been repackaged while, you know, guys from the 80s and 90s were, you know, making their politically conscious statements very, very clear. It's not like they're just not happening at all today. But everyone, if you are a somewhat conscious rapper, everyone puts you in a box. Like, you know, Common, Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole, you know, J. Cole, those my contemporaries today as far as conscious rappers. And everyone, you know, thinks, okay, they are the guys you go to if you want to listen to this one thing. But I think it's sprinkled in hip-hop that, you know, that you wouldn't expect. You know, mainly the guys that do rap about, you know, guns, drugs, you know, hoes, what have you. They do understand what they're saying and the implications of what they're saying on their community. And I just want to compare a few songs from both generations to kind of get that point across. First, on materialism. Yes, I've talked about this at least twice so far, that rappers, you know, only rap about, you know, materialistic things, but they understand. A lot of rappers understand what, you know, the implications are of doing that. You basically create a generation of kids that are addicted to things. And the Roots addressed that in one of their hits. What They Do was actually from their second album. And I'm playing a clip.
Fast-paced nation, world population confront their frustration. The principles of true hip-hop have been forsaken. It's all contractual and about money-making. Pretend to be cats, don't seem to know their limitation. Exact replication and false representation. You want to be a man, then stand your own. To MC requires skills.
And then Young Jeezy, he is what you call a trap rapper. He primarily raps about his past of selling drugs. He also takes on materialism and what effects that has on our society today, on you today, in a joint called Holy Ghost. So here's
you can come get them all, trade them off for my dogs. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Where do we go wrong? Because I don't have a clue. You just want to hit the mall and buy a new pair of shoes. But it's real consequences, nigga. Remember the rules. So I regret the day you ever served.
And now we're going to take on the belief that hip-hop doesn't respect women. that all rappers think about women as objects and not real people. Well, in a way, that's true, and then that's really not, you know, that's a really blanket statement at the same time. So, again, we're talking about Common as being, you know, one of the more conscious rappers of, you know, the past generation, and he's still going. He just dropped an album called Black America Again. But this is one of the more popular songs, The Light, you know, with, it's a love song, but not a typical hip-hop love song. Like, oh, I just want to do you. He's like, no, I want to get to know you inside out. So it's a little bit of that. I handle with care. Some niggas recognize your life, but they can handle the glare. You know I ain't the type to walk around with matching shirts. A relationship is effort. I will match your work. I want to be the one to make you happiest and hurt you the most. They say the end is near. It's important that we close to the most high. Regardless of what happened, on him, let's rely. And then here comes a song about respecting women from a place you definitely wouldn't have expected from. Here's Boosie and Webby on Independent. They're basically celebrating women that don't need a man, that, you know, really can take care of themselves. And, you know, they understand that, hey, I want to, you know, be your sidekick. I want to be the Robin to your Batman girl. So, here we go. From the stage, and she say I love Webby from his looks to his ways. The stilettos, the J's, depend on how the weather looks. Flip flop slippers, just to show off the pedicure. Flip flop niggas, depend on how the cheddar looks. She'll buy her own, I don't think she'll never look. And a man face stand and wait for him to take care of her. She'd rather go to work and pay the bills on schedule. I-N-D-E-P-E-N-D-E-N-T. Do you know what that mean, man? Brutality has been a hot topic in the black community because of the incidents of unarmed black men being killed and there being basically no ramifications for the police after those deaths. And it's been going on, you know, since the beginning of America. But hip-hop takes a certain perspective on that of, like, just having absolutely no trust in law enforcement. And obviously, NWA is one of those groups that took that head on first and one of the most well known for doing that. So here's Fuck the Police by NWA. Police coming straight from the underground. A young nigga got it bad because I'm brown and not the other color. So police think they have the authority to kill a minority. Fuck that shit because I ain't the one for a punk motherfucker with a badge and a gun to be beaten on and thrown in jail. We can go toe to toe in the middle of a sale. Okay, then Future. Future is also another one of those rappers that, you know, basically everyone goes to, like, to turn up before you go to a party. And March Madness is an interesting song because he does address police brutality for a little bit, but it's really a song that was, like, the club anthem. Like, before you're about to go out with your friends or, you know, you're going to listen to it or the DJ going to drop it when you get to the club, like, it was a straight banger. But, you know, he has a little bit to say in there. So, here goes March Madness.
Dress it up and make it real for me.
Eskimo, the coolest DJ in the world.
Whatever that fucking mean. There's something in the style for. Spend a day to get my mind blown. Dress it up and go to Nassau. 200 miles on the dash. Got a roll a pound up a gas. Switching lanes in the Grand Rapids. We the one that kept it cool with all these niggas till these niggas start acting. Shoot a nigga like a film in a movie, nigga, gon' let them have it. We ballin' like the March Madness. All these cops shootin' a nigga tragic. Hold on, wanna live in lavish. Like I'm playin' for the
Mavericks. I'm gonna wrap this up by talking about hip hop's relationship with religion. Obviously, you know, the church has somewhat rejected a lot of things about hip hop. But at the same token, hip hop has been a pillar of the black community, like now, the way church was for maybe a generation, you know, ahead, you know, behind me or, you know, two generations like my grandparents. Because during the civil rights movement, you know, a lot of the action was started in the church obviously, you know, Martin Luther King, John Lewis, or, you know, whatever religious entity, you know, you have, like, you know, the Nation of Islam. And rappers today, I think they are actually leaning back towards, you know, religious messages. Like Chance the Rapper is actually, you know, the most well-known for that. But back in the 90s, Wu-Tang had an affiliate called Killer Priest, and he was, like, basically the hip-hop pastor. He would package religion in a way that was, and knowledge about the Bible that was accessible to a hip-hop audience. So here's one of his joints, like, most popular songs, One Step.
Early natives related to the thrones of David, captured by some patriots and thrown on slave ships. They strip us naked while the wise pick their favorite. Lives were wasted in the hands of the hated, driven from the garden. Now we starving in the modern Sodom. They call it Harlem. Worldly problems got us at the bottom. The earth crisis had the righteous grabbing ice picks, seeking slackers for advices. I stay in ciphers. Our life is connected to the second son of Isaac, which had a tight grip on the heels of his brother, revealed to his mother.
And then here comes Gucci Mane, who released from prison a few months ago, earlier this year. And a lot of his music changed. He was definitely like a trap rapper, you know. He made songs, you know, like Lemonade, Freaky Girl, all that. You can pretty much guess what, you know, all those about, you know. Basically, you know, guns, drugs, hoes. He's actually one of the craziest legends about Gucci Mane is that he shot a dude that, you know, had a hit, that had a hit out on him. And the hitter was, you know, Young Jeezy, one of the rappers we talked about earlier. But when he got out of prison, a lot of his message changed because he lost a lot of weight. He started eating better. He was sober. And he was telling people to vote, even though because he can't vote, but he's a felon. So religion also, you know, had a role play in the second coming of Gucci Mane, if you want to put it that way. So here's a verse from On God.
Yeah. I'm rebellious and fearless, I laugh at failure. Dear Lord, oh Lord, please hear my prayer. I'm a prophet, a legend, I'm not begging. I'd rather die for my freedom than live like a peasant. Depressions, recessions, the past and the present. Slavery to segregation, I still ride with my brethren. Take these shackles up off me, I'm street but I'm godly. Know these white folks fear me, but nothing can stop me. I was destined to be this, so nothing in amazement. My best attribute is bravery. They think that I'm crazy. Yeah, it's Gucci, and if you're with me, then let's get to walking. Cause I'm sick and tired of everyone doing nothing but talking. Oh Lord, please hear my prayer. Lord, oh Lord, please hear my prayer. Dear Lord, oh Lord, please hear my prayer. No, you ain't take me this far just to leave me here.
And yeah, basically, I want to just tie it all together by saying, hip-hop hasn't changed that much, and it hasn't dumbed down as much as people wanted to think it has. It's just all been repackaged. And you can find, you know, hip-hop about, you know, the state of affairs today from the same guys that guys or women that you go for, you know, to go to the club to. Like, it's not that different. So I hope you guys enjoyed a little bit of Cooking Soul, a little bit of chicken noodle soup for your hip-hop soul. Peace out.
Bunches and bunches, punches is thrown into your frontless. Oodles and noodles, bang bullets at suckers' noodles. Last album, Voodoo, proved that we was fucking brutal. I'm talking crazy, half past the clock is cuckoo. You rappers doodle, baby shit, just basic boo-boo. I'm talking foodle, massa moosa, my money buku. My beats is banging, fuck what you rapping, who produced you? I slap the snot, take what you got and run the juice you. USC Bitsy, furry frightened and freaking sickly. A little prickly, dick on display from with the swing.